Welcome to Talking TRM, the Traveller Files, the podcast dedicated to the experiences of those on the road. During Talking TRM, the podcast, we discovered that lots of people working in this space do so in order to keep people safe, having even been involved in incidents themselves or witnessed them firsthand. This podcast sheds light on the lived experiences of people like you and me. These are their stories. In this episode, ISO auditor and close friend of the Traveller Files, Vanessa Harrison, talks about life on the road as an independent consultant, this time throughout Europe.
I've travelled a lot for work, and I've lived and worked in a lot of European countries and India and Africa and the Middle East, and I continue to do that just in the last quarter. I worked in Estonia, France, and in the Netherlands. So just in the last quarter, I mentioned those countries that I've been to. So out of three flights, two of those flights got me to my destination at, on average, 4 a.m. in the morning instead of the night before. And I still had to be standing in front of my customer, in some cases talking another language at 8 a.m., you know. With having had no sleep. Two of those three flights didn't deliver my luggage. So in addition to the stress of having no sleep, I either had no materials or because there's a limit to what you can take in your hand luggage, or there was a delay in getting that, and that caused me stress. So that's just in the last quarter. And what's interesting for me in my job is to kind of analyze from an auditor point of view what's been going on, and also to see the response of, say, the airline and see if their processes work. And I have to say, in all of those situations, their procedures were fit for purpose, and they did what they said they would under the circumstances. Now, how I coped with that or not, with varying degrees of success. But let me just go back a bit to COVID times, traveling for one of my clients, and I went to represent them, and what horrified me was the lack of due diligence around using me as a contractor and their duty of care to me. And I found myself in a situation where there were multiple parties involved in me going on that assignment, and so lots of things got lost in translation, even quite literally as well as metaphorically, and it ended up with me actually being stranded in a place with no accommodation, and the prospect of actually having to potentially sleep on the beach. I don't think I would have done that. I think I probably would have checked if I could go to a police station and sleep in a cell before going and sleeping on the beach. But the point was, the next day I had to go and represent this client of mine to their client, and it was not acceptable. So as my husband tells me, I love to wring every last drop of every bad experience I've had, to wring it out for, like, what can I get for the good of this? And so it's helpful in some ways to have these experiences, to think, well, I don't want that to happen to the next person. What can be done about it? So this actually feeds into my passion of developing standards to actually give people a baseline to work to, and to, or at least understand, if they are not going to adhere to those guidelines, what they are rejecting and why, and that's a decision that they've made. And then seeing, you know, what can be done about that from whoever's involved in the assignment that's taking place.
I can't even imagine being somewhere and just having to be faced with being there on your own. You're a well-traveled woman, but, you know, you're still a woman. You're vulnerable.
So vulnerable, because you see someone walking with two heavy suitcases, you know what, that they're not from around here necessarily.
Yeah.
And it's also about, where are you going to find your resilience from as the individual? So in Estonia, when I got to the airport at silly o'clock in the morning, and I somehow had to galvanize the remaining energy I had to go and stand in front of the client, the inspiration I needed that actually came from a sticker on the toilet door at Tallinn Airport. So
There I sort of thought, oh, well, here I am in a situation again where I've been delayed and delayed, but I will be professional and I will deliver my job. So it's about how am I going to do that? And then I just popped to the loo and there was a sticker of a big lipstick on the door and it said, lipstick will save the day. And I read all the information about that and it said, you know, women have been for, you know, or people for many, many thousands of years have been painting on a mask, if you like, to get themselves through what might be a potentially difficult situation. So it said, it advised me to put my lipstick on. So that's what I did.
Wow. I remember, I mean, Vanessa and I are really good friends. So whenever she is in trouble, I'm generally kind of aware of what's going on at the time and I'm trying to help her out. But there's some things that are just so important to get to the point, having listened to these stories, these stories again, these experiences. So she's really well traveled. She's really resourceful and she's really resilient. And I think that's something just to be aware of, that your travelers all have different levels of expertise and experience. But the bit that makes this slightly different is the fact that she's a contractor. So let's just undo what that means. It means that she is contracted to an organization to deliver a piece of work, in this case, auditing training, to another client. So there's lots of different parties involved and she's independent. So she runs her own business. So she doesn't really belong to the company she is doing the work for, the company who's paying for her. And she doesn't work for the client either. And when we've got TMCs or other or traveler tracking tools or whatever we've got in place, the consultant piece is always an issue, as is the guest travelers and anyone else that isn't actually an employee of the company. And in a world where it's so common to subcontract, and when you're looking at traveler reports, often contractors can make up for 50% of the travel, but they're actually not employees of the organization. There are issues. There are issues when things happen because they're out of that loop. They don't necessarily know the processes of the company. They don't necessarily have any contact numbers. And there's this weird question of responsibility, which Vanessa talks about so well during this. So where she did end up with an issue when she arrived and with the potential issue of having to be stranded and sleeping on a beach or going to a police station. Do I need to underline how horrendous that is? And I don't care whether you're male or you're female or however you identify in this situation, nobody should be put in that situation. And she had nobody to call. That's it. It's unacceptable because there's insurance at play here, there's assistance companies at play here, and there's TMCs at play here. There are definitely people that could have supported this situation, but she wasn't given that information by the organisation and she was left on her own to sort it out. Again, she's resourceful, but she's a target. She's a woman on her own. And I think more importantly, with suitcases, it's obvious that she's not around there. It's the middle of the night. And then sort of just bringing this back together, travel is going to mess up. Vanessa recounts so many different tales throughout this episode of different experiences she's had. And she was traveling post-COVID and it was an issue and it continues to be an issue. You know, it's very likely that you're going to have delays. It's very likely that connections aren't going to be made. It's very likely you will have an experience of an overbooking in a hotel because that's how the industry works, sadly. So what do we do? We don't just pretend this stuff doesn't happen. We need to put into plans and know what we do when that stuff happens. But if you then can't, if your plan is contact the agent and the agent works till 5:30, or the traveler is a consultant and doesn't have those contact details, what's going to happen then? This is something that I'm a consultant, so I'm really, really passionate about. But it extends to what travel risk management and ISO 31030 is all about. This isn't just about your duty of care to your employees. This is about your duty of care to anybody who is representing you as an organization, in your organization. And if you're expecting somebody to go and work not only do you need to give them the tools in order to do that job, but you want them to be acting as if you're the best company that they could possibly be working for. And you do that by looking after them and looking after their individual needs. We don't book travel last minute, seconds before people travel, just because we haven't had time to do it. And actually, they're just a consultant, so it doesn't matter. In the same way, the consultants also need to insist that they're planning better. And you know what? I am a big fan of lipstick. I can't tell you, but we should not be relying on lipstick to save the day, as much as I just love that antidote more than anything. That's not what this is about. Like, this just shouldn't be happening in the 21st century. Vanessa, thank you so much for sharing those stories.
And that's it for this episode of Talking TRM, the Traveller Files. Remember, keep informed, stay safe, and enjoy your next trip. If you have a story you'd like to share on the Traveller Files, please get in touch. You can send us a voice note, or you can send your story to us and we'll share your experiences and keep you anonymous. Please send to bex@8phaseconsulting.com. You can see all of our details in the show notes, and we look forward to catching up with you soon. Take care.
Need help implementing a standard or maintaining a management system? Ascent Risk Management can support you throughout any stage of your project. The expert team delivers impartial consultancy and auditing services across multiple disciplines. More than just box ticking, their team works in collaboration with yours to build up bespoke management systems that return real business benefits. Find Ascent online at www.ascent1.com. This podcast is a Clemarc Studio production and was produced by Jessica Ingalls.